آپ ہیں ایس بی ایس ہندی کے ساتھ اور خبروں کے لیے جائیں sbs.com.au/hindi پر. آپ ہیں ایس بی ایس ہندی کے ساتھ.
آج بات ایک ایسی لڑکی کی جو کہ بھارت کے ایک بڑے مہانگر کولکاتا میں پیدا ہوئی تھی. شہر میں ہونے کی تمام سہولتیں تھیں اس کے پاس، لیکن بچپن سے ہی کچھ تو ایسا تھا جو اسے خوش نہیں رہنے دیتا تھا. وہ بڑی ہو رہی تھی، اسے لگ رہا تھا کہ وہ ویسی نہیں ہے جیسے کہ اس کے ساتھ کی دوسری لڑکیاں. لیکن وہ ویسی کیوں نہیں ہے، اس کا جواب تب اس کے پاس نہیں تھا. لیکن پریوار والے، دوست، سماج کے لوگ اسے باقی لڑکیوں کی طرح ہی دیکھنا چاہتے تھے. اسی دباؤ کے بیچ وہ اسکول میں، گھر میں کئی تیکھے ونگیوں اور برے برتاؤ کا شکار ہوئی، اور خود کی پہچان کو لے کر اس کے اندر کی شنکائیں اور تناؤ بڑھتا چلا گیا. یہ لڑکی ہیں نیریسا ترینیداد.
So I was born in Calcutta in India, which is quite a busy, bustling city. I grew up in Calcutta, and you know, growing up, I always felt a little bit different. I didn't really fit the, you know, so-called Indian girly mold, so to speak. But I never really understood what those differences were, and I didn't really understand why, you know, everyone was making me fit into a certain mold that I didn't really fit in, and I didn't see myself as defined by it. But I kept having to change myself and you know, society and schooling and all of that tried to fit me into this mold. But I didn't have the words growing up then to know, you know, what my feelings meant. I didn't know why I was different. You know, I ended up being bullied in school, misunderstood at home, and that led to me leading kind of a very isolated, disconnected, alienated life growing up, and I felt stifled, which then kind of led to a lot of failures in life.
Nerissa, साल 2004 में بطور انتراشٹریہ چھاتر آسٹریلیا آئی تھیں. وہ کہتی ہیں کہ یہاں آ کر ہی کافی آتم منتھن کے بعد وہ خود کو بطور گے یعنی سملینگک مہیلا پہچان پائی.
Much, much later, after, you know, moving to Australia and going through a big long period of self-discovery, that I was able to identify my own true self. And even after identifying, you know, how I present as a gay woman of color, it took me a long time to be able to feel comfortable to own that identity and to step out and say, look, this is who I am, and I'm comfortable in the person that I am. But once I was able to do that, Gaurav, then that's when, you know, life changed.
حالانکہ اس کے بعد بھی نیریسا کے لیے راہ آسان نہیں تھی. وہ کہتی ہیں کہ انہیں اپنے پریوار کو، اپنے جاننے والوں کو بتانے میں بہت وقت اور ہمت لگی، لیکن اچھی بات یہ رہی کہ ان لوگوں نے نیریسا کو سمجھا.
Ingrained, I suppose, hostility and negativity around somebody being gay. But I was very lucky that when I did end up telling my family that, you know, in the end they were accepting of me, and I've been very lucky to, you know, to be part of a society, part of a family, and have friends that, you know, love me and support me for who I am. But the journey has not always been easy. It's taken time.
نیریسا کہتی ہیں کہ آسٹریلیا آنے کے ان کے فیصلے کا ان کے سملینگک ہونے سے کوئی تعلق نہیں تھا، کیونکہ تب تک تو وہ خود ہی یہ سب نہیں جان پائی تھی.
Look, when I came to Australia, I never ever in my mind thought, you know, I was moving to Australia to come out, or I was moving to Australia as a gay person. Because back then I didn't even know I was gay. I didn't identify as being gay, or I didn't know what I was feeling meant being gay. But I came to Australia in search of a better life. I came to Australia looking for opportunity. I came as an international student. And, you know, I went through some of the initial struggles that, you know, a lot of us international students go through when you're, you know, coming in and settling into a new environment, a new society, new culture, a new understanding of the way people interact and behave. And I struggled for a long time to find my place and my space. But once I was able to do that, then I was able to actually look into who Nerissa really is.
Nerissa कहती हैं कि साल 2004 से पहले जब वो भारत में थीं, तब से अब तक वहां भी LGBTQ समुदाय को लेकर स्थिति बदली है, लेकिन सामाजिक तौर पर उन्हें पूरी तरह अपनाए जाने का सफर भारत ही नहीं बल्कि ऑस्ट्रेलिया में भी अभी अधूरा है।
Since I was there to now, like what, that's about 20-30 years. The law has changed, right? So once Section 377 was removed, I think that was a huge step forward. But I think laws are changing, conversations are changing. There's so much more happening now. Like there's groups and there's movements where people can reach out and get support. But I think you know, ingrained into society and cultural norms and traditions is a whole lot of, I suppose, negativity or hostility around this whole concept of people being gay. And I think there's still a long way for India to go around, you know, full acceptance. I mean, even in Australia, there's a long way for us to go to, you know, full equality and equity.
Nerissa ke mutabik jagrukta aur swikarita do aisi baatein hain jinse samaj LGBTQ समुदाय के लिए एक बेहतर जगह बन सकता है।
Awareness and, you know, coming from a place of not judging or not criticizing somebody for the way they are. And I think, you know, a lot of, like at least when I was growing up, things are changing now. But when I was growing up, you know, being gay was seen as something wrong. It was seen as something you could potentially change. It was seen as something, you know, that was thin. And, you know, that isn't the case. I'm not gay because I choose to be gay. I'm gay because I am gay. It's how I was born. It's how I am. And there's nothing I can do to change that. There's nothing I want to do to change that.
Nerissa आज एक मोटिवेशनल स्पीकर हैं। वो लोगों को अपनी कहानी के जरिए संबल देती हैं। एक तनावग्रस्त लड़की से यहाँ तक के अपने सफर के बारे में वो कहती हैं।
Look, it took me many years to find my voice again. I think because of, you know, the years of bullying and what I went through, I lost my voice for so long. I was very scared of speaking in public, very scared of speaking up. I lived a very shelled existence. And it was only after I came out and I saw that acceptance in my life that allowed me to step outside and, you know, showcase a part of myself that I thought I'd forgotten about. But now I feel like now that I found my voice, I want to be the voice, you know, I want to be able to give other people that voice and be able to encourage people, empower people and inspire people to know that this is possible, you know, just because life started out a certain way, it doesn't mean it has to end that way.
Nerissa ne ek kitab likhi hai, Growing Through. Ye kitab ek samalengik mahila ke roop mein unke khatte meethe anubhavon, asafaltaon aur safaltaon ka nichod hai.
My book is called Growing Through. It's coming out transformed my life, and my book is my personal story. It goes through my story right from the time I was a kid, you know, 2-3 years old, to my journey right up to this point today. And it's very much is a very honest, raw, conversational, open nature in the way that I write, speak about it, and I share, you know, very personal experiences that I went through in my life that took me on a journey that helped me I suppose, identify who I was. I share some of the experiences growing up that I didn't really understand.
ऐसी ही और कहानियां सुनना चाहते हैं? एप्पल पॉडकास्ट, गूगल पॉडकास्ट, स्पॉटिफाई या फिर जहां आप पॉडकास्ट सुनते हैं वहां हम हैं।